you know, that's all of Alabama.
Okay.
You're gonna find most of your Jews in Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, Miami Beach.
Okay.
Around there.
What about north? Any ethnic groups north besides Jews and Cubans?
North Miami, I don't know. Jews and Cubans are the ones and the wasps and everything else.
Yeah. Jews. Are there any wasp sections of Miami that are strictly wasp sections?
No.
How about, are there any sections of Miami that, you know, like, say poor white people would move in and they might end up there?
Yeah, places like Homestead.
Homestead? And down in the county, more or less?
Yeah, you know, way out in the fringes. You'll find them. Poor whites? It's tough to say. I don't think you get too many poor people here because, you know, they could always go somewhere else. The cost of living is high.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're just, there's, you know, mostly middle class. I don't know if any poor whites, but yeah, affluent.
You wouldn't say there's too many, like, transient, unless they're like...
Oh, migrant workers and stuff, but I don't know too much about that.
Yeah, but they would be still beyond the rural area.
Yeah, right.
Okay, what about the black sections? Where would they be?
Liberty City's one.
And where's that?
Something like Northwest, 2nd Avenue and 50th Street or something like that.
2nd Avenue and 50th. Okay, that's kind of a north side of Miami.
Yeah.
Almost to the edge of, almost the city limits, about 20 blocks from the city limits?
No, it's right near here, I'd say. No, it's near the heart of downtown. It's right off of downtown, 40th Street, and Northwest 2nd Avenue.
Okay, so the way I'm picturing now, you've got the downtown bordered on one side by the bay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and on the west, you've got like what you call Little Havana.
It's like, I don't know how you get downtown bordering on the bay, right?
Right.
On the southern end, heading westward, on one end, you might have Little Havana. And then you get around, that's up to about, it's tough to say, but the black area is like, Little Havana's along Flagler in there, and around that area all along the street, about a mile on each side. And then includes 8th Street also.
Okay, and then north of Little Havana is this area that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Just north of it, and Jason talking
about it? Well, it doesn't extend as far west.
Okay.
It only goes, you know, a couple miles. Probably, you can see it as you go down here. And,
Now, what'd you call it again?
Liberty City.
Liberty City. How long have you known that term? Has that always been?
Yeah, they used it in the press and everything.
Oh, okay. But that's been around since you were a child?
Yeah.
How about, have you ever heard of Overstreet? A term called Overstreet?
No.
Okay, I have suspicion that Liberty City and Overstreet are the same. I'm not sure. It's an older term. Much older.
Overstreet?
Yeah.
I never heard of
it. Okay, how about...
Also, Coconut Grove is a black section.
Yeah, now, and Coconut Grove is a black section north, south, east, what part of Coconut Grove?
North... east, kind of. It kind of juts out. It does not get... Yeah. It's on the north section. Pretty much. It's kind of like in between sections. It's, you know, it's not delineated by direction.
Yeah, but it's more in that section. Now, is that an older established area? Is it a younger area or what? As far as the black section of Coconut Grove?
I don't know.
Does it look older?
They both look like they were built in a depression or something.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about... You know, the types of people that come from, like, Coconut Grove, the blacks come from Coconut Grove, and the ones that come from Liberty City,